really started to panic this morning because we had a few problems getting the overhead, getting the projectors working. And I thought, well, if I haven't got my pictures, then I've got nothing to say. But I'm going to be speaking about the book of Philippians. And Kerry picked that up. Because for quite a little while I've been looking at the book of Philippians and sort of reading it. And thinking, why am I reading this for a time again? But it all sort of made sense when I realised, you know, that I was going to have the opportunity to speak on this Sunday. And I read in the commentary at the beginning of my Bible here that this is very much Paul's letter to his good friend. Yeah. And I thought, that's what I want to do, is to read almost a letter to God's friend, and to our friends. And Philippians seems to be a bit of a distillation of wisdom, you know, that Paul has gathered over the years, and it's very practical. You know, in one sense, you wouldn't think it was spiritual at all, but actually, I think it's very spiritual indeed. And so much, it represents my heart for you in the sound. So, bring up the first slide. Yeah. So, anybody's listening to the tape, and I'm going to put the slides on the website as well, so you can see. I have sort of try and make the slides as amusing as I can. But basically, I just want to read a few passages from Philippians. Okay. Maybe fill in a little bit in between. But and the first one, I mean, the sense has already been read over us. I'm going to read it over you. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you all with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel, in the first way unto now. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it unto the day of Jesus Christ. And today might in a way be the end of an era from an epoch. But it's not the end of an era for you, because God's promise is that he will complete the job that he started. We believe that God envisions this church, this congregation, and so I welcome you to see. I don't think that was an accident, all right? And okay, I mean, we've got some fish, but it's not grown as quickly as we thought it would. But people have said, you know, the first 5 years are always the hardest. I pray that God is going to speed up the process, and I pray for you that he's going to build this church. God will finish what he started. And if I can have the next slide, Maria. Okay. We just want to emphasize that. We're not going because we know we love you. On the contrary, we want to say how much we do love you. We love you so much. You know, to me, the folks that we've met here are loving, open, warm-hearted, honest, real people. And that's not always the case. People often put on masks, but I found a genuine sense of relationship here amongst you. And so we're not going because we don't know. But, you know, we're part of the church for many years, and there's many folk in Marlow that we also love, and we've been missing them, but also, as you know, I mean, essentially, apart from holidays, we haven't missed Sunday. You've been our family to us, but we've got four children of our own and grandchildren that we want to see them tomorrow. So we hope that we're going to have an opportunity to do that, but, you know, we do know. Certainly it's been compelled to the final time again. The promise of this for us yet. And so we believe that. I mean, we are hoping for a bit of a rest before probably going to the second part of the band, but and hopefully we will have a smash for the other people how things go. But so we will try. Next one, Philippians 1, verse 9. I was going to read all the scriptures, but I think basically they say the more in the slide. I'm so happy. Let's read it. In the two ladies shopping there, one saying, 2 pounds of carrots, a tin of rice pudding, and a meaningful relationship. Yeah. I'm so glad that Kevin spoke recently about deepening our relationships and cultivating community, because that's what it's all about. That's what people need. That's what we need in the church. And that's certainly what the people in the world need. And I'd just like to encourage you, perhaps to listen to that talk again, because actually Terry scratches a bit deeper than where I'm from, Bob, and some good advice that really helped about how to or how to face it, you know, in each of our lives, and how to be open and transparent with each other. So I want to encourage you to listen to that again, and to do it, you know, to deepen these relationships. We've got good relationships, I know what you mean. But, you know, it's always got deeper, it's got deeper we've got. And I believe that as we deepen our relationships with each other, we deepen our relationship with God as well. Philippians 1, 10 and 11 encourages us to exhibit the fruits of righteousness. That you may approve of things that are excellent. That talk about discernment there. That you may be sincere and without offense on the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, with glory and praise of God. Having been filled with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I've got to confess, over the years that I've been a Christian, and I still don't know that off my heart. I'm really surprised. I go over to China and I say, what does it say in Galatians 5, 22, 23? And everybody says, love, joy, peace, and they just drop it off. And they don't have to look it up. And it's very bad. Well, I don't know about you, maybe you can drop them off, but you're amazing. All of these things God's gift to you. What's in it? Great open, really. What do you need more of? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Oh, I don't need that. I don't want
that on the Bible says, you know, ask, and you shall receive. And so often, you know, we don't have because we don't ask. And even, you know, I just want to point out that the gift of righteousness is a gift. It's a gift of God. It's not something that we have to strive and to struggle for. We don't have to spend hours studying the Bible looking for how we get this righteousness. Or being righteous, even actually, it's a case of letting God do it in our heart. Opening ourselves up to the Holy Spirit and just flowing with Him and doing what He tells you to do. It's all part of the package. It comes with salvation, it comes with healing. Yeah. Put on the grace plan of righteousness we find in Ephesians 6. Fruit of righteousness. And the next slide is from Philippians 2. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, being of one mind. let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in loneliness of mind, let each esteem each other better than himself. Let each of you look out, not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Care. Speak well of each other. Don't listen to the other people tell you bad things. Because it poisons their heart. Speak well of each other. Give people the benefit of doubt. They may not mean what you thought they meant. Visit the sick. Paul says, if you behave like this, it might get happy. I'll tell you what. If you behave like that, nobody can't. And still on the same scripture, I've got the next slide. Carry the team. Can't do it alone. Even if they wanted to. You see, there are some things that God has gifted you to do. Carry can't do it. God has gifted you to do something. And I just want to say here for the penalty. But there's a great, and in the young people especially, there's a great opportunity for you. Because, you know, God is going to build this church, and you've been a part of it. I believe that Kerry is the right person to take this job on, and I see the ability of God. And, I think she's a special lady, and I love Malcolm. And I love the team that are supporting you. Well, we need bread. And she'd be the first one to admit that. She needs bread to help us like this work. To reach the men as well. But we want to help. Well, I would be able to do it, but she wouldn't be able to. Thank you. I think I missed the opportunity. Comes up with it. But later on, but on the last slide. You know, one of the challenges of loving each other, caring for each other, is, you know, our heart is to see every tribe, every tongue, every nation worshiping together, being part of the one community. And that is going to be a challenge, because it is different communities, different cultures, relating to each other. We love each other, not to say that they don't love each other, but actually, practices, how the outworking of that is quite different in the different cultures. And the challenge that we have as a church is how to love each other, to work together. I love it when Florence, I listened to Florence's talk from last week on the tape, and she said it takes the whole of the church to proclaim the whole of the gospel to the whole of the community. And can I say, I know it's an amusing slide, amusing picture, but that is not Kerry at the top. Okay? That's Kerry and the team at the bottom, supporting and encouraging you to reach the potential of the new man. You're going to need your love, you're going to need your support, and it's beautiful. She's an up there now. Next slide. Philippians 2, verse 5 to 11. That is my being, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. But The mere founding parents of the man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God is also, has highly exalted him and given him the name, which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, those in heaven and those on earth, and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Isn't that wonderful? It's actually the quality of this morning. A Hindu man and a saint, both giving their heart to Jesus. Yeah, one. Let's never get tired of not thinking about what Jesus is doing. Never ever take it for granted. I know sometimes I get cross with myself, you know, I start to pray, and I always go back to the cross. And I think about, you know, what God has done for me. And I think, well, you know, why can't I do that? Why can't I be one of these mighty prayers, like Carrie or Florence, you know? But the promise to give me a little heart, I don't know. Maybe that's why, you know, I love gossiping and gossiping. Because I just recognize what God has done for me. Why not? Son of God. Equal with God. Humble with God. Left on the cross. But step out humility. The evidence in me. Stay open and teachable. Jesus said, whoever humbles himself is this little child, is the greatest into the kingdom of heaven. Who wants to be great in the kingdom of heaven? The wise guy is to humble ourselves, washing each other's feet. For the next slide, Philippians 12:13, therefore, my beloved, as you've always obeyed, not as my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it's God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Please don't expect everything to be handed to you from the front, right? You're the judge. And there are still people that go around and say, well, we don't get enough teaching, we need teaching on this, we need teaching on that. I'll tell you what, the teaching is out there. I mean, it is in this word, and there are sort of tapes and resources and all sorts of things that you can get. Radio shows, TV shows even, you know, you have to be careful about what you're going to like coming on to that in a moment. But we have a responsibility in our own heart, our experience. In fact, our attitude shouldn't be, well, what can I get from church this morning? Of course, we've heard it all before. There's nothing new, and hopefully, that's true of every point I'm making. Our attitude for you. What can I do? What can I bring? How can I encourage somebody else? And of course, there are additional resources that are going to be available to us going through the year. It's always possible to invite more people to go to the different issues and come on. People work long hours and they're tired and the evenings and stuff like that. But there is a fantastic teaching available to us in the church. And great gifts that God has given us. How are you getting on with E100? I mean, I'm really sorry, but it took so long to get the books out to go with that. But I hope you're reading them. And I hope you're getting something from them. Because you've been reading the whole trust of mine, which is 100 readings there. And it has been great thing to do. But take responsibility. Philippians 2:14-16. I said grumble. So I'll close there just about to be short. I said grumble. Don't grumble. We can all find things to complain about. replace it. But I don't think it was ever perfect. If there was ever a perfect church, of course it's not, isn't it? Tom Campbell was there, not fine. Let's see what we can do to try and help the situation that we're in. You know, we've all got a tendency, we're all getting older, even the youngsters, and we get more crotchety, don't we, as we grow up? Oh, Mary. No, except Mary. We even shows on TV, you know, grumpy old men, grumpy old women. You know, they just make a cult of it almost. Jeremy Clarkson, huh? This is Jeremy Clarkson, I mean, so funny. But actually, you know, we need to be a people that are counterculture, right? We have to be a barbary bunch, according to this American 14-16. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God, without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine bright in the world. But if you don't grumble and complain, then you're going to shine, and the world is going to recognize you. Amen. Next slide, Philippians 3, verse 1. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same things to you is not tedious, but for you, it is safe. Paul stresses this a lot in his letter and his other writings. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Well, I know this. For the Bible readers in encyclopedia are important. Concordance, I found this says, no other religion has so much joy as Christianity. No other holy book has as much joy in it as the Bible. Our health may be measured by our joy in Christ. Or, as long as we are joyous, Christianity will flourish.
Yeah.
It's bubbling in my soul. I'm not sure what to say. Let the joy of Jesus just rise in the heart. Let's show it to the world. Not grumbling and complaining, but being joyous in every situation. That's God's word to us. We have the Holy Spirit that can triumph in every situation. Let's to be a people of joy. And the next slide. They say an elephant never forgets. No, it's forgetful. Philippians 3, verse 12. Not that I've already attained or have already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. But one thing I do, forgetting these things which are behind, and reaching forward to those things which are acting. We've all done things wrong. I've done many things wrong, you know. I'm aware of my failings, you probably are as well. Aware of my failings of it. But don't let them say it in that way. You know. Yesterday is history. Today is a midday of grace.
Yeah.
God's word says, as far as the east is from the west, that's how far you are from your sins.
Yeah.
How far are you taking our sins? They don't matter. Today is a midday. You know, Colin Havier, I was at the condiment the other day, then he said, you know, he probably said, you're very soft at God's hands.
Yeah.
Very soft at God's hands.
Yeah.
And I like that. You know, it says that we are the same in the God's hands. Let's stay soft. And do what God gives us today. Not letting what happened yesterday stand in your way. The things for be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, may guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Beloved, I pray for Christ. This is the verse that so often comes to mind. And it's not that I don't know any other verses. But I think it's something that we need to hear and hear again and hear again. And I love this illustration. The task ahead of you, the is great, prayer moves the hand that moves the mind. Think, think in prayer. Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good and false, if there's any virtue, if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. And it's just a little reminder here. And to be careful about what we let into our spirit. About what we watch, what we read, what we listen to even. Be careful. You know, cooks, you know, chefs, you see them. TV, they say rubbish in, rubbish out, buy the best you can. But it's the same with anything that we do. You put the good stuff in, you've got to get the good stuff out. Yeah. Even looking for these pictures, I've got to confess, even looking for these pictures on Google Images, with the highest security setting on there, and there were still a couple of images there that tempted me to go deeper and to look at things that. I don't look at this at all. But there is great temptation to look into that. Be careful what we do. Balance is at work for us, balance at work for every one of us, I think. Be careful about what we make into our spirit. Philippians 4, verse 9. I had trouble finding a picture of this. I mean, some people don't even like singing, you know. Well, what money, you know, what a great God you are, just look what you've done in my life. But Paul says here, the things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. So, don't copy my mistakes. But if you've seen anything good in me, there's plenty of slides which I could have for pictures that say, don't follow me, follow Jesus. And that's true. That's a mission. It would ultimately be following. But, yeah. Or you need to follow this, there's already in the world. Philippians 4, verse 10. And I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again. Are you sure that him care will be like an opportunity? And 19, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. I want to encourage you all to be generous. I know it's the testimony of some of us here, you know, that God has been so generous for us, it's been given, and sometimes it's not always been easy. Be generous. God will be generous to you. You can be generous with your money, of course. Be generous with your time. Be generous with your love. Be generous with your patience. Whatever it is, be generous. Be a generous. God says, if God can get it through you, he will get it to you. That's almost brought it to the last slide. But, and it's something that I only realized yesterday morning, that there's nothing about the so-called spiritual gifts. Healing the sick, raising the dead, and all the stuff that follows me. Nothing at all. I look through Philippians again, looking for it, but I didn't find it. Perhaps you thought that I would just be part of their normal lifestyle. process already happening and they do that, and there's very good comments from writing these sort of things in that. I mean, we do need to secure that. We do need to prophesy because I'm not very encouraging people. We need to do that. Second times, the little coming first. All sorts of stuff. Lots of time. And Philippians 4, verse 3. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. You'll be prospering. What better way to finish? And I look forward to hearing great things of what God is doing in all this. Wouldn't it be great if we had the resources that we say, okay, you can come to our church because we've got somebody that can come get you. I took care of them. We spoke about that. And that's one day. What's that? Billy White's back. Well, I thought it'd be good to end on a light note. So the last one, don't let the door keep blowing your way up.